everybody. Welcome to Just Think, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And really, guys, today, I mean, the news headlines are insane. We are watching the Great Divide continue, except it's not right and left. It's like right and right. You know, it's like MAGA. It's just crazy. And I think it's in moments like these, as a podcast, we have always said we exist to find the truth, to seek the truth, try to find the truth, to share what we can find is true, and to maybe just bring common sense back to conversations, and just wisdom and good judgment. And we'll all admit that, you know, none of us voted for Kamala. We definitely think there was a side to vote for in this, you know, in previous elections that was more aligned with maybe serving the American people better than the other. And for that reason and more, we did not choose to vote for her. So you can
say the border alone.
The border alone would have been it for me, would have done it for me. But truth in medicine, I love what Maha is doing, what Maha is accomplishing, what we're accomplishing under RFK is incredible. Get ready. They're coming for them next, y'all. I mean, there will be some explosion over that because evil can't sleep. And because anytime anybody's winning, there's another force that is determined that they've got to make them lose, even if they're winning for the American people. So for the last 2 weeks, we talked about it on our last episode last week. Trump's had some wins, right? We're talking bringing truth, we're bringing peace to the Middle East for now. And, you know, Netanyahu just announced that he has nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for his talks between Iran and Israel. We know other people have nominated him from peace in India and Pakistan to the Congo situation. I mean, he's done great things. Not to mention, you know what? Our economy is looking great. And they said tariffs were going to kill us. He's bringing jobs back. He is bringing money back into the pockets of Americans, getting that big, beautiful bill passed. Regardless of what your opinions are on it, we do know it did save us from a tax hike, which was important. And I say all that to say it was a week where even CNN started to concede. There were some pundits on CNN like Van Jones who said, I don't care what you think about him. Van Jones is not a Trump fan. He said he's smarter than everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. And what he's doing, you can't not give him credit for the things that have been done. Okay, all that to be said, Axios, which is historically not a Trump fan either. Axios breaks the story. They had insider information. They had a memo, which they did post and later took down. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But the memo basically said that the DOJ and the FBI had concluded their investigations into Jeffrey Epstein and that there was no evidence that he killed himself and there is no client list. Okay. Now, for years, people on the right especially have been very intrigued by this case. Why? Well, because it spoke to the elitist corruption in the same way the Diddy case where he just got off. And, you know, many of us are like, look, some of these big time people are never going to pay the prices that the average person would for their crimes. And when it comes to sex trafficking and sex abuse, something that I think all of us know Diddy is guilty of. And also Jeffrey Epstein, we know was guilty of. We wanted to see justice in that case, and we wanted more information because on Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs were people like Bill Clinton and Bill Gates, high-profile elitist people, Prince Andrew, I think pretty much was kicked out of his family for it, you know. But when these people are on these lists, the American public, the average American that knows they're not going to get the breaks that these people get, wants to know, okay, what do you know, America? What does the government that is supposed to represent us, we the people, what do you know about this guy and what have you covered up? And then we had someone from the inside. It was somebody out of Miami, y'all, and I can't remember who it was. I think they were in the CIA. Say that he was a CIA operative, that Jeffrey Epstein was an operative, that he would get information on these elites that they could later blackmail people with. Guys, we don't know for sure a lot of things, but what we can say is over the years, lots has come out. Lots has been speculated about. And it's been enough that anyone on the right, including President Trump himself, needs to understand. It's not Jeffrey Epstein we're obsessed with. It's the system that allows Jeffrey Epstein to get to where he got. Mm-hmm. That is, it's not Jeffrey. It's how did he get there and how did he get away with it? And how has he been so protected in West Palm Beach, right where Trump lives? How was he so protected? And Trump has called him a creep. And let's also say, if Trump had been on that list, do y'all not think the Democrats who had this information would have gone after Trump a long time ago? Mm-hmm. They got him on way lesser things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So what are you girls?
It's elite privilege, though. It's elite privilege. You know, they talk about all this other privilege, but let's be real. Look at everything. Look at Hunter. Look at Diddy. Look at Epstein. Like, it is, it's elites. It's the elites can get away with it. It's all about money and power.
Yep.
And that's the culture we're trying to, like, the average American is so sick and tired of it. And I think Epstein was our, like you said, we want to know.
Yeah.
Like, if this pulls a thread and unravels our entire government, which I feel like it would, because like you said, we don't know for sure, but when we're using our common sense and critical thinking and all these things, it's like from everything that we've seen over the years with Jeffrey Epstein, it's like, it makes total sense that he would be a CIA asset and that he would stage these honeypot. Why else would he have a freaking island that he would fly these people to?
The
honeypot operations where they catch people in compromising situations and then they use it as blackmail so that they can manipulate power structures within the United States. And that makes sense to me for someone who has, you know, risen to the ranks of Jeffrey, like hobnobbing with all these people. And also, I'm like, if there's no list, if there's no client list, if there's like, are they saying that it was just his own personal, like, child porn on his own personal computer and all this stuff? Why is Ghislaine in prison then?
Right.
Why is Ghislaine sitting in a jail cell?
There you go. And this is where we're going to just, we want to try to weave together what we know to be true and then what we only know as a speculation. Because the reason why that's important is because I do believe the Jeffrey Epstein story has the potential to have taken on a life of its own and become something more than we had facts for, because it's a conspiracy theory, many of which have come true, right? So so it lines up with so many other things that we've witnessed that we now know are true. One of the things that I will say, you know, about how Tulsi Gabbard handled the JFK files, she just took the whole file and said, here, America, here's what's been gathered over the years. Do with it what you will. Now you need to know what we know. My question is, just do that with Epstein. Now, the problem they're going to say is that if this is child pornography, you cannot show that. If it's showing underage minors, you can't show that. But there were flight logs. I know that we've been able to see. We saw who were on those flight logs. I just don't feel certain we've been shown everything. And why don't you just do that like Tulsi did? Tulsi led the way.
Because JFK files are 60 years old now, and everybody who was involved in that is pretty much dead. So now, yes, of course, here, America, 60 years later, look at all this. The Epstein files would implicate people alive and in power today, right now, influencing our government. And I think that that's like one of the huge differences in the two, you know, and it's just,
but the problem that the Trump administration is running into is anything that looks like a lack of transparency is not going to bode well for a contingency of his voters. Like, it's just not, there are people like us three who we don't like it, but we're also not jumping to the far conclusions. We're assimilating information and trying to figure out before we say, this is what we think happened. It's much like how we approached the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. We knew there was a history of pharma lying to us, and we already knew that with childhood vaccine schedules. So we didn't trust that the government was going to do right by us with this. What did we do? We just came out to you guys first in 2021 and said, we have great concern. Here's where our concerns are. Go look at it for yourself. We're going to treat this the same way. Our concerns are that it gives lack of transparency vibes, and it's going to hurt. And then here, I'm going to defend Trump, but also criticize him at the same time. He sits in the meeting yesterday with his cabinet. Pam Bondi is sitting over to his right. They ask a question that Bondi's going to answer. And the question was, can you at least tell us was, and again, I appreciate this reporter, because what I want to say to Trump is, I know you don't like the mainstream. Please let these reporters ask the hard questions. And let them ask questions that might make you uncomfortable, because maybe there is something that y'all can't tell, but you still got to let them ask questions because your people want to know the truth. The question was, it was he a CIA asset? And Pam's going to start answering. And by the way, she did, and say, we don't know, but I will try to get that answer for you. Well, you have the whole files. Is it not in those files? Like, what are you going to do? But here's what Trump interrupts and goes, are you still asking about this guy, this creep?
Right.
We've been talking about him for so long. Now,
Trump deflected,
but I think in Trump's mind, we could argue that he is so busy with the floods in Texas, with Israel, with Iran, with Ukraine, with Russia, with the economy, with trying to get interest rates down. We can understand that Epstein is not the only thing has thought about.
And the current criminals, not that the people on those client lists aren't still criminals or still doing maybe what they were doing, but hopefully things, in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking maybe, you know, of course I try to be hopeful, you know, and think, you know, it could be very well be, hey, we could be onto something here. And if we expose this, it could unravel everything that we've got going. Or maybe they're on to other people. And they are. They're doing Trinidad, Aragua, those gang. They closed the borders. They literally are stopping so much crime and doing so much right now. So we also have to step back and realize, like you said, to your point, Holly, how much they are doing. It's almost like you have so much to do. Where do you even begin? It's like triaging in the ER. Level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's the most important? And yes, everybody wants to know the Epstein and everybody wants accountability. But hell, even if the Epstein client list comes out, is anybody going to be held accountable? Nothing happened with Fauci. Nothing happened with Walensky. Nothing happened with all those people. Like nothing happened with Diddy. Nothing happened with any of these other people. And I'm like, I'm not saying that I don't want it, but I don't like the way they did it, because I'm like, don't sit here and just say, oh, we've been telling you this whole time that we've got something. And then all of a sudden say, oh no, it's nothing. You need to say, if there is some strategy, if he is playing his 40 chess, as they call it or whatever, if it is the art of the deal, if there is something going on, how about giving us the credit that you know we deserve, because we're a lot smarter than a lot of people think we are. And he knows, you know, everybody's going to be pissed no matter what. So why not let them be pissed with you telling being transparent than being pissed and trying to just flat out lie?
Right. And I think the way that came across to the way he was speaking is it's going to come across to people who have been actively seeking the truth as gaslighting.
Yep.
Which is what we lived through
what it looked like
for so long. And we're like, oh no, don't you gaslight, because we can sniff that out a mile away.
Right.
You
know? Like that.
And there are so many hot takes right now. Like every time I get on Instagram, it's like, we have people who are saying like, we have bigger fish to fry. Of course we want to know about the Epstein stuff, but look, we have this, we have that. And then there are other people saying like, this is the core root, the root problem is our justice system in America and truth. And like, if we can't fix that, what do we have? We don't even have a country, you know? And it's, I agree with everybody.
I agree
with every single hot take.
There's truth in all of it, but there
are some people who are like extremely, like rabidly emotional about this. But we got to calm that down. But then I'm like you said, why did they do what they did? Why did Pam Bondi bust into the influencer meeting and hand all these influencers binders? And then like everybody's taking pictures, like we have it all, guys. First phase of evidence, you know. It's like Chad was like, I bet you, I mean, that there have been phone calls that there are red dots on every single one of these people's families, kids.
100%. Like, yes. Y'all, did we really think we were going to destroy the deep state overnight? I mean,
like these people, like I think you think about Dan Bongino, like all he's wanted is to like expose. I feel like they're trapped, you know, this is like what it is. And it's like, imagine if somebody had a hit out on your kids, and we know where you live, we know where you sleep, we know every minute where your kids are, like you expose this and they're dead. I mean, would you back off?
Well,
I'm not saying that that's what's happening for sure, but it's just like, gosh.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking that has to, but they didn't step into this. I feel like they would have stepped into this. No, when you sit here and say that you're going to expose something like this, you know there's going to be a target on your head and your family.
Even RFK, even I feel like alluded to the fact that he knew he would give his life right. for this cause. Like he knew what he was signing up for. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's where we just, again, I think all you girls nail it in what you're saying, which is there's a little truth in every take that you can take from it and go, hey, great point. Great point. I think where we have caution is when we see people getting so emotional that they begin to discount the progress that's been made in the first half of the year under this presidency that has been really good for the country. And so to say, he's just like the rest. I mean, come on, hold on. We don't know that yet. And historically, Trump has made many moves that at first we were like, what are you doing, dude? And then it worked out. Now, I'm not saying this is one of them. There was a time where the three of us vehemently disagreed with Trump to the point we almost didn't vote for him. Do y'all remember when that was? The vaccine. When he continued to defend that shiitake. I'm going to use Chris's word. He defended it. We were like, no. And you may have seen the video of John Rich sitting down at the table with him, and John Rich retells the story. And because Trump asked, I'm getting booed at rallies over this thing. And he's like, sir, do you not know why?
Really?
And so notice you didn't hear him talk about it anymore. He never brought up again, you know, that he, you know, fast-tracked that vaccine because we know how bad it was. So I do think there's a part of Trump that doesn't always have his finger on the pulse yes. of the average American person because his brain is in far more, far deeper things than we're all having to think about. We are all sitting back as armchair quarterbacks saying what he should and shouldn't do. And I do think we got to give room for him and his people to make errors, but to also make moves. And Pam Bondi, where I would say her error is, she has a little Trumpyism about her. She's got a bravado that's very Trumpyish. And I think that just probably isn't going to work as well for her as a woman. I know that's an unfair standard, but I think maybe just an ounce of humility when she came out saying, and you're going to see this clip all over the place, mm-hmm. it's on my desk. And she says she was referring to the entire file, which I have to say, after listening back, that's what it sounds like she's saying. She said that and the JFK and the da-da-da-da-da. She was saying there were files on her desk for review. But she was specifically asked about the client list when she responded that way, saying it was on her desk. And so, you know, if you listen to the whole thing, you could say, yeah, she could have just been talking about the whole file. But at the time, people remembered that as her saying, the client list is on my desk for review and you're going to be hearing. And she told Jesse Waters on Friday, there's going to be a big reveal. And as Kristen said, they go out, give these influencers information that was already out there. Why would you do that? I mean, right. I just have a hard time believing y'all. She made that big of a blunder on purpose. Do you?
No.
It doesn't make sense. Something
wrong. It just doesn't make sense.
It does not. She's got too much of an ego to F up like that. I think I could be wrong.
Really, like, hurt herself now. Like, this is somebody had said, like, this is not going away for the Trump administration. Like, this is, unfortunately, you know, people are not going to just let this go. I mean, it's going to continue to haunt them the way that this all went down in this crazy manner. It's just so unfortunate, you know, and like somebody said, it's like committing political suicide, but I will always argue to say, I'll take this any day over the other choice.
Thank you.
Any day. So, what we have accomplished as a nation to this point, even with the Epstein insanity, and we're just like WTFs over here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, Amy. I just think let's hold on to perspective and wisdom here, and let's pray for the truth to continue to come to light mm-hmm. as we have been and as we've watched it happen, and that justice will be served where it should be served. But I do think, why is Amy, you made the greatest point, I think, in our text thread when you were like, okay, you don't have a client list, but Ghislaine's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have all the information there.
She needs to be set free then. I mean, she's sitting in there for nothing. What, just for the one Prince Andrew? Because I think it was confirmed that she had something to do with the Virginia Goofrey, whatever. Yes. And then that was confirmed that Prince Andrew had a relationship with her when she was underage. But she's dead now. Yep. So can't ask her any more questions. she kind of mysteriously got hit by a car or something.
If you want to go listen, to some takes that I thought were actually fair this morning, critical and complimentary of multiple, kind of like how we are, just trying to assess the whole situation. Megyn Kelly, she comes down real hard on Pam Bondi, but also Charlie Kirk. Just trying to assess what's happening. And I think everyone kind of agrees that the Trump administration has got to recognize that the vast majority of the American public is not obsessed over Jeffrey Epstein. They're obsessed over the elites getting away with it. Trump, it's the same thing as the Russiagate. It's the same thing as the laptop from hell. It is in the same vein as that. It is people lying and get away with it. And now you're going to add the abuse of children in with it. Then it's going to fire all these mamas. Like, you have to understand that we've got to be given what you know. And if what you know isn't that you, okay, can we also admit this? Clintons are very much implicated as well as Gates. Two Democrat, big time Democrat players are implicated in the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. Okay. Now, do we not think this information has been in government hands since the Biden administration? Do we not think that they could get rid of evidence, y'all? They do it all the time. Hillary Clinton got rid of emails and phones. Like, please don't think they could not have gotten rid of the evidence needed to bring a case against. I think this stuff probably existed. I think it's been done away with. I'm not sure the Trump administration has it. Where I feel like they're wrong, and who knows? I don't know what they have. But they are for sure wrong in not acknowledging the American public is not going to let this go.
Right. Did y'all read Glenn Beck's thread?
Yes, read it. Do you want to read that?
I love this whole take. Yeah, it says, the Epstein evidence list isn't just damning, it's clarifying. No matter what you believe about Epstein's past or fate, five conclusions can be logically drawn from the material seized. This thread is for anyone who still cares about the truth. Number one, this was not a small or isolated operation. Dozens of devices, thousands of photos, labeled photo albums, surveillance tapes, blueprints, foreign passports. This wasn't one man with a dark secret. This was infrastructure, logistics, coordination, a system. Number two, there was a massive digital footprint. Hundreds of hard drives, USBs, CDs, backup servers, some labeled with things like nude girl pick book four, travel logs, employee directories, videotapes. The real question, why hasn't this been fully disclosed to the public? Intelligence involvement isn't a stretch. An Austrian passport with Epstein's face, honey trap style setups, international mobility, too much precision, too much reach, too many decades undetected. This isn't a wild theory, it's a logical hypothesis. The system's silence is itself evidence. If anyone else had even one-tenth of this material, underage photos, coded file names, flight logs, they'd be under a prison. But here, crickets. No prosecutions, no answers. That's the real scandal. Our institutions are on trial. This is bigger than Epstein. It's about media complicity, justice deferred, power protected, truth buried. Until this case is fully revealed, every elite institution carries a stench they cannot wash off. To dismiss this as conspiracy is to admit you no longer believe in accountability. Truth about Epstein is not morbid curiosity. It's a civic test. And every day we fail to demand answers, we normalize elite immunity. If we don't confront what's in those files, we've declared that truth in America is now negotiable, that justice is a luxury of the unimportant, that power is a shield for the perverse. The Epstein case isn't over. It's the Rosetta Stone of public trust. And if we don't get to the bottom of it, we'll never restore what's already been lost.
And that was so good. That's so good. And I was thinking today, like when Mitch and I were reading, I would encourage y'all, if y'all do subscribe to Coffee and COVID, yesterday he went through like five different possibilities and scenarios. And I like how he is like, I mean, he's a lawyer and he's going through this, like, you know, from the legal standpoint and like, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say this scenario. I like how he laid it out, but I'm sitting here thinking, truly, because one of them is, of course, what Glenn just said, this is literally like the root of so much. And if you dismantle that, then everything falls apart, right? Yeah. But, and so if we need to get to that, but I'm sitting here thinking it's going to cost lives and it would have to be literally like a suicide mission truly for somebody to leak it, to let it out, and it would be them and their family. You know, like this is something that like, and this is also where I realize I'm like, this is why people kill themselves. If they want to get it out, they don't want to be tortured and killed, you know, and they don't want their family to, like, they want to just, I mean, it sounds so morbid and horrible, and maybe I've just watched too many movies, but like, this is literally like what is the only way to do this? Somebody's going to die, or multiple people are going to die to expose this truth. But it's almost like, so how do they do this? You know?
Yeah. Or is it completely gone? Like you said, Holly, has it been just completely destroyed? But you would think that there's gotta be.
I don't think it's completely destroyed. I think somebody's got it. I mean, that shizzing.
Well, I would think some things were destroyed. I think anything that's got Clinton's face on it was probably destroyed. I'm not lying. I mean, I don't see why someone wouldn't. If you really are a Bill Clinton supporter, we all know they destroy stuff all the time. So I find it hard to believe that we're ever going to be able to take the Clintons down. I feel like that there's someone that wipes up their mess consistently. But I do love what in Coffee and COVID, what he did say when he defended Pam Bondi. I do want to mention this because like you said, he's an attorney. He felt that Trump's aggressiveness was a protection of Pam. She's the one that's in the being scrutinized here because she said she had the evidence and now she says it doesn't exist. Or at least that's the way it looks like to the American public. And I appreciate that part of him that's like, hold and giving her time. And then he goes, do you still want to answer? First of all, this is new because under the Biden administration, there was no free questions. They were all assigned questions. And there was free questions. So credit, there is still transparency because they're allowed to ask what they want. And they're answering off the cuff. I love to Pam Bondi's credit. She said she defended what she meant when she said it. And I can't argue with her defense. I think that that made sense to me is what I thought when they started accusing her of saying that she said it was on her desk. I was like, I think she was talking about the whole file. That's what she says she meant. You can argue that if you want. But she did defend herself while saying, we don't know if he was an asset, but I would like to get to that bottom of that. So again, I think what would be great, honestly, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino need to come out and we need interviews and we need to hear them say. These were two people that before they were in power said, something's there. We need to know what. And for them to cavalierly come out and go, man, nothing's there. It just didn't seem believable. Maybe they're, and I don't think that Dan Bongino is a liar.
No, that's where I'm like, and not that I think Cash is, I just don't know. It's not that I know either of these people.
I think knowing their character, knowing them, especially Dan Bongino, like watching him through the years up until this point, and then this flip, that's how you know that they're compromised. You know that they are compromised. Like there is no other explanation, really. I mean, for them to say, we're going to expose this, we're going to find this, we're going to share this.
But they're... Dan is a military dude, like Secret Service dude. Like he's used to putting his life on the line for a greater cause. I can't imagine that he would bend on that. I can't imagine that he's.
If there is, it's hard for us to imagine because once again, we don't know everything and we can't even pretend or imagine to know everything. It's probably so much bigger than we can even fathom. Like what if there is something really big and this is the lesser of two evils and this, or what if it is a target on his family? Like, what if like, what would you do in that? But I do want to share this real quick too, because I want everybody to remember this. Do y'all remember when I wish that there was a link to the clip here, but I'll have to find it. But that girl, Amy Robach, R-O-B-A-C-H, that was on ABC News Anchor. And like when some of this Epstein stuff came out, she said, someone tweeted this, retweeted this, said, what did, quote, we had Clinton, we had everything mean? Because what she said was, we would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Like, they had something.
I remember when she said she had it all.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm surprised she hadn't been targeted. Like, yeah. Who knows? But she also didn't come out and said anything else, maybe. But just remember, somebody had it. Somebody saw it.
So the deputy, Dan Bongino yesterday, he broke his post memo silence and posted this overly optimistic tweet. And all he said is, we are doubling down, no letting up. I don't really understand that, but the MAGA... And the
That's
MAGA
a really
response.
Weird thing to say after what just came out with the Epstein. Like, it's almost like, what? Why are you even saying that when you know you're not doubling down in most people's eyes because you just dropped, you just... That's so weird. That doesn't...
It's so weird. Yeah.
I mean, we just, something is weird. Something is weird. And we are not new to this. I mean, they forget there is a whole host of Americans and non-Americans who are very much invested in fact checking and everything these days. And we will not go quietly into that good night without more information. We're not letting it go. But again, y'all, this is where it just gets really discouraging. Fauci still walks around a free man. Mm-hmm. I mean, how? Francis Collins, how? We know that they knew.
Pfizer all the time missed. On those congressional how? Reports.
Right.
We know.
Not only did they know, but we have email evidence that they knew, and they committed perjury under oath. Like, they lied in court. So why isn't even just something being done?
Yeah, I know. Something. And I think that's just, you know, what we're going to all go back to is that there has to be more given. This is not going away. And the worst part of this is the way that it fractures, you know, the MAGA movement. And listen, I'm not married to any movement. I don't really care. I just want to be on the side of truth. So I don't even feel an allegiance to that, even though I voted for Donald Trump. I don't feel really an allegiance to a lot of things. Even MAHA, I'm like very pro Make America Healthy Again, but I don't want to get tribal.
No.
I really don't like tribalism, right. You know, even though I love the movement and I'm proudly wear my hat like Kristen has on today. Like, I'm all about it, but I'm not going to check my brain at the door to allow movements to define what I believe.
And on that same thread, I saw a reel today and it said the fact that MAGA is disappointed in the no Epstein client list and frustrated with Trump's administration proves two things. Number one, if MAGA were truly a cult, we wouldn't be demanding answers.
Right.
And loyalty would mean silence and not outrage. Cult narrative over. And number two, it also shows we care more about truth and justice than political teams. This isn't about protecting one side. It's about exposing the entire corrupt system, no matter who's involved. So I think that's what you're saying, Holly. It's like, it is true that most people who voted MAGA or MAHA, we don't check our brains at the door. And we will call out when we see something, even if it's our side that, you know, we're going to disagree with if it doesn't align with truth.
Yeah. And I think we can... It can go a long way if they come out and they just have very candid conversations with the American public about what they looked at, what they were I would love for Dan Bongino to say, I'm really disappointed. I thought for sure there was going to be this, this, and this, and that's not, I've not been shown any of that. If it's there, it wasn't given to me. You know, like, I would be defending my own character right now, like crazy. Because
saying we're doubling down, like
doubling down on what, Dan? Doubling down on what? Like,
that almost sounds like something Biden would tweet.
Dan, you've been on our side in the dark with the American public speculating for years. You know what it feels like to feel like you know you've not been told the truth.
Right.
Like, so come out and bridge the gap, buddy. This is where this is your time to shine.
I think it's the hardest pill to swallow with him. You know, because of how outspoken he has been about all of this.
Yeah.
And it is just real weird that he's just flipping the script, you know? So it's just
very weird.
Well,
it almost reminds me I'm starting to think about everything under this lens. Like, you know, there's two wings on the same bird. You know, we have that where it's just like, it's all just the system and we're just a pawn in this game with this elite privilege system. And what's that quote? There's like some kind of thing about like, just give them bread and
just enough
to keep the little peasants, you know, like happy or whatever. And it's almost like everything is just a show. They give us just enough. Like even the congressional hearings over COVID when they had Fauci come in
dangling the carrot.
Did they know? They probably knew that nothing would come of this, but they're just trying to give us a little bit of something to show that they're doing something towards something, you know. It's just like everything keeps playing out this way, that it's like all just like, it's like all it's, just a show.
And yet it's a very complicated system in a very, when you're leading, you know, 313 million Americans, when you're in charge of 300 plus million Americans, plus 20 million illegals we're trying to get out of this country, when you're in charge of all that, that is not, I would never want that job. And most people are not cut out for it. I do think there has to be grace given to the fact that these people are in impossible situations to some degrees, fighting a system that has been captured, we believe, by corruption. And cleaning that up, guys, is not an overnight job. Yeah. It's just not. So I want to give grace for the fact that I think there are good men and women involved that want to do the right thing, but something isn't adding up, and the dots do need to connect for the American public to not uprise and revolt, I think. There's got to be, we got to reconnect here. And I will say, I had to, I'm going to be transparent. When I saw the interview with Bongino and Cash, I just was like, wait, there's nothing? Do you remember that interview? And
they said he didn't kill himself, right?
He didn't kill himself. And do y'all remember that I was like, I really thought this. I thought, gosh, have we over-amplified the details of this case so much? It's become like urban legend that it's taken on a life of its own. And so now there's things I think are facts. Maybe they're not facts. Maybe it made me go back to what I knew had been proven true, and then what was conjecture or speculation, because there is always a chance there's not as much evidence as we thought there was going to be. That is a real possibility, that is the case.
I think there's a lot of weird coincidences.
But there's a lot which they could speak to. They could say, we thought there was, Dan could say, I thought Cash said the FBI, I thought the FBI had this information. I was told they had it. Well, now they don't. Say that.
That is what I'm saying. I want it to be transparent. Like the whole, it goes back to like where we're talking about these MAHA, MAGA, all this stuff. The way we make America great again, the way we make America healthy again, the way we make everything better is transparency. Yep. And stop thinking we're dumb. Don't dumb us down. You know that. Like Dan and Cash should know better than that. You know what I mean? And I just, why not say, this is what I've said the whole time. However, I was not given all of the information. And now that I'm here, I have more information. I still can't share that with y'all. But I will say, I've been speaking to, like, if it was just something like that, instead of just kidding, there's no client list. There's zero evidence. Like, it doesn't sit right. It doesn't sit right.
And I feel like there's no, okay, do y'all remember the ABC reporter that was caught off camera? She later like had an affair with that guy that she was on.
Yeah, the Amy Robach, right?
Amy Robach, remember?
That's what I was saying.
Remember when she was like caught off camera talking about the Epstein thing, saying.
And this was years ago.
Years ago, she goes, they have evidence.
That's what I just talked about. That's what I was just saying. Yeah. Like the.
That's her the one you're talking about. Okay. That's where you're like, okay, even the people on mainstream media were saying they have more evidence on this. That's why I would say either, again, something's implicating, I don't know. I don't know, but I also question that still exists.
An ABC anchor had it. An ABC anchor had it, but
she had a source. She had a source. That is a source.
She had interviewed the girls, and she had some of the, like Virginia, I think, and maybe some others, and had all kinds of.
Yeah, she had sources, but like, I want to see documents, and I don't know if the documents exist anymore. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There could have been a client list. If it still exists, I would be shocked.
Well, especially after that, because she obviously was very innocently thinking, ooh, we have a really big, hot story to tell. And she got squashed right away on that one.
Right.
And then it just,
It's all
okay, so this is another thing. And I feel like don't y'all remember like leaks? There's been the client list, like the flight logs, like that's been like,
yeah, I feel like it seems.
But so to me, I'm like, somebody's got it because they've been leaking it. So I just have a hard time believing that everything is destroyed. I think there's quite a few people that have something.
Well, they have. We know that they've like had this black book, and we know they've had flight logs. But you know, there are the argument is the flight log doesn't implicate you. Just because you were on a plane doesn't make you guilty.
I get that. I get that. But I just am just saying, like, I feel like some people. I feel like people have. I don't think that everything's destroyed. I don't.
Or I mean,
I at least think the people who don't want it destroyed, they've got it. You know,
I mean, hopefully someone took a copy, but I like, again, the Clintons, there's so much stench around their behavior over the years from the hate.
Does anybody like or trust them at all?
I mean, I guess there's liberals who do. Yeah. There's liberals who worshiped Hillary Clinton when she was running. It was crazy.
Ooh.
The whole Haiti thing, like, go look at the Clintons in Haiti. There's so much gross things that have happened around those people, not to mention the number of associates that have died by suicide. I mean, that's not an urban myth. That is actual, legitimately true. So, if I'm just being honest, I've never thought they were going to pay the price. Oh, this side of heaven. God's got his own plans for the Clintons, I'm sure, but I don't know that it's happening under our watch.
We've got a special place in hell for them.
I mean,
same place.
Horrible people. Horrible people. And so anyway, I just, you know, again, I think our message to the right is to say, take deep breaths, continue to push for truth, give some grace for the fact that you're not sitting in their positions, whatever they may be. And where they sit is not easy. I mean, I think that's just, I do believe the people who are serving the Trump administration are probably putting every one of their lives on the line right now because he is so hated. And I do want to give grace for that. You know, as a mom, you start threatening my children and I don't know what I'm bound to do. But but I tell you what I'm not going to do is if I signed up for that position, I ain't lying about it. Like if I signed up and said, I want to get to the truth and I'm going to just have to get to the truth. I don't want to put my kids on the line for that, but I probably wouldn't have taken that job either. You know, it's like, need them to do the right dang thing, whatever that is. And maybe they are doing it, y'all. Maybe they are.
We just need to wait. Maybe
it's time will tell. Time will tell.
Time will tell. I will say this to defend Trump, Dan, and Cash. They're not perfect. They're humans. And Pam Bondi. They're humans. They're going to make mistakes. But why would you go this far to cop out in this moment? I just don't see it. I don't see it.
This major retraction, this major flip.
I mean, it's a major flip and without more context. I just expected Dan and Cash to say, God, we really thought we were going to find this. And what we were given, it's not there. The American people would have been like, I'm not saying they would have been happy with that, but at least that's well, what do you do if someone's destroyed evidence? I don't know what you do about that. And by the way, evidence sat in the hands. And by the way, let's all remember Bill Barr. There's such involvement of people who had every reason to get rid of evidence that had their hands on it, including the New York State that, remember, was Bondi was pissed because they weren't getting charged. And remember, it was the girl that was in charge of that was the daughter of the former FBI agent who hated Trump.
Yes.
So do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's been plenty of time for stuff to go sideways.
Yep.
And I don't, we could talk about this all day long. I just want to give grace to the people who have earned our grace because historically they've tried to do the right thing. Right. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to just start bashing them in the way that I'm seeing online. That's like, gosh, hold on a minute.
Right.
Maybe let's give a little grace here to wait. Like you guys said, now listen, we're not going to sit here and wait and not get more information. Somebody going to give us some more information.
Right. And, not to beat a dead horse, but they literally could have just said, we were honestly expecting more
Yep.
And what, from what we were given, we were not given, this is what the conclusion we have come to with what we have. There may be more, and we are investigating, and we are still
looking,
because we still don't, you know, they could say, we still have suspicions, you know, like they could still say that, but then just say, we're still going to look, we are not giving up. We are not closing the door, but they didn't say that, you know?
Do y'all remember that when Kash Patel got in, he said they found a whole room of hidden information. Do y'all remember this?
Oh, no.
He said they found a whole room in the FBI headquarters where the previous administration and the FBI, the previous leadership had hidden things. Okay, well, what'd you find?
Right.
What was in there?
If it was hidden, it must have been something good.
I need to know what was in there. Again, transparency solves a lot of things. Even if it's hard truths and things nobody, just be honest. Be honest. You know? Be honest. And you remember at one point, Pam and Cash, too, were kind of throwing each other. Remember, there was a little bit of a skirmish there over this. I think these people went into this really seeking the truth and trying to get the answers for us. We just need to know what happened.
Yeah.
Clearly something happened.
Yeah. Well, you guys, let us know what you think. May we all just stand on the truth, whatever it is, and we sit in a place, you know, of peace and not losing our ever-loving minds. It's not a good look when we fly off half-cocked. You know, it's just not. And it's easy. It's a very sensitive subject, we know, because it's just indicative, as we said at the beginning, that this whole Epstein, it's not Jeffrey Epstein, it's indicative of a whole system that has failed the American public for far too long, and it's time for that to be made right. So, thanks for joining us in the conversation, y'all. We'll see you again next week.
Yep.
Bye. All right, bye, y'all.